Tribes, Chapter 4. Over the next week, Kevin almost forgot about the tribe. His days were spent with his pal Tommy at school. Their prime interest was in trying out for the school football team. His nights were spent in front of his computer or Tommy's. Then, one night as he walked home from Tommy's house, he heard a commotion behind the vacant lots. First a scuffle that might have been a rat rummaging in the rubbish. Then a smash as if a bottle was being broken. His common sense told him to keep walking. No good would come of his sticking his nose in where it wasn't wanted. But when he heard a shout, a cry that could have been for help, he couldn't stop himself. His instinct was to hurry to where that noise was coming from. There was a crowd of them. Boys circled round one small boy with his back against the wall. Kevin could remember that feeling. He hadn't liked it one bit. He recognised the small boy at once. It would be hard not to. He was Torry, one of the tribe. Torry didn't look scared at all. Small and wiry, he was swaying from side to side like a snake trying to hypnotise his victim. Someone, Kevin thought, should tell him he was supposed to be the victim here. There were three boys ranged against him, ready for a fight. Was that all they ever thought about? Fighting? A voice deep inside him urged him to go. Torry didn't need him. For all his size, he looked to see if he could take care of himself. The decision was taken out of Kevin's hands. Torry spotted him, and there was a sudden moment of recognition, a flash of friendship. The three boys saw it at once. One of them turned on Kev. McAfee, the leader of the rebels. Kevin remembered his own brief encounter with him. "He's one of them," McAfee said, not at all afraid. The odds were still in his favour, 3-2. But in the split second that their attention turned away from him, Torry took his chance. He leapt forward, catching them off guard, and downed two of them at once with a whoop of delight. Kevin had no choice but to tackle McAfee. He ran at him, and the boy stumbled and lost his balance. He fell against the other two, who were trying to get to their feet, and they all toppled in a heap against some metal rubbish bins. The bins clattered noisily, and their gooey, smelly content spilled out. The three rebels were mashed in the middle of half-eaten Chinese dinners and dirty nappies. Torry darted past them, grabbed Kevin by the arm and pulled him on. "Mum," he yelled, before they got up. Kevin took to his heels and ran with him, but Torry couldn't resist the temptation to shout back, "You're rubbish, McAfee, and that's just where you belong." He grinned at Kevin, "And we're the tribe, and you can never beat us." Even Kevin laughed. Torry was so delighted. And it hadn't been much of a fight. The other boys had been beaten easily. They ran until they felt it was safe to stop, hidden in the maze of shops. "You couldn't have come at a better time, Kev." Torry's smile was infectious. "Well, you couldn't have come at a better time for me the other night." Torry plunged his hands into his pockets and began walking beside Kevin. "I'm not one of the tribe, you know," Kevin reminded him. "You will be," Torry said, as if he knew something Kevin didn't, "as soon as you pass the initiation test." Kevin stopped walking. "What initiation test?" Torry laughed. "You don't just walk into the tribe, pal," he said. "First you've got to pass the test." "I told you, I don't want in." Plain truth, why didn't anyone believe him? "You will," Torry said. "We took a vote. Everyone's for it." Then he shrugged. "Except for Doc. He doesn't seem to like you much. But the rest of us do. You're okay. You've proved it. You're a good fighter. And you helped me tonight." Torry slapped him on the back. "I'll tell Salam. He likes you." Salam is evil. It all came back to him in the moment just as Torry began to run off. "Salam will be in touch," Torry shouted. "Pass the test, and you're one of us officially." Then he was gone, his running footsteps echoing on the wet pavements. "I don't want to be one of the tribe," Kevin shouted after him. But he was long gone, and Kevin's voice was heard by no one except stray cats. If this Salam sought him out, he would tell him he wasn't interested in joining any gang, and he certainly wasn't going to put himself through any initiation test. Yet he was curious. What kind of test was it? It sounded painful, and he didn't approve of pain, especially his own. Salam is evil. The words scared him. Who had written them, and why? It seemed to Kevin as he walked home that night that it would be much better to steer well clear of the tribe and of this boy called Salam. Unfortunately, Salam didn't steer well clear of Kevin.